Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888, that's 1-888-FARMERS, to switch, and you can save an average of, get this, $470 on your car insurance. That's a lot of money for a quick phone call. All right, that's the average nationwide annual savings, $470, and that's due to survey data from July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
We got Charlie Casserly, former NFL GM, NFL analyst for the NFL Network, and friend of the show coming up at the bottom of this hour. And let's stick there, Rob. Let's stick with the NFL. Interesting reports out of Los Angeles as far as the Rams go. And not even reports, to be honest. The GM, Les Snead, has just been very open. Very candid when being asked about their quarterback, Jared Goff. Here's one thing he said when he was asked point blank, Rob, whether Jared Goff will be on the Rams next season. Not going to get into specifics on those. That's the beautiful mystery of the future. Jared Goff is a Ram at the moment. It's way too early to speculate. Does that sound like a ringing endorsement?
No. That sounds like some guy off the street that you have no interest in. I mean, seriously.
Right.
It's a guy all this money, a quarterback, Chris, who took you to the Super Bowl, a quarterback that put you in the record books for having the fifth greatest offense in the history of the league. And the comments and stuff going around is just mind-boggling. Seriously, even if you don't want, Chris, even if you want to make a change and move on, he's the quarterback. We're not entertaining those questions. If he's not the quarterback, that you know, that day comes, we'll address it. But I'm not going to address it every day. I'm not going to do it.
It reminds you, or me, of what's going on with Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. Now, let me say this. Both guys have had their struggles, okay? Neither guy looks like a perennial star. And there are a lot of even young quarterbacks coming up today that look better than him. I'm not even talking about a Pat Mahomes or a Lamar Jackson. I'm talking about other guys. A Kyler Murray looks like they passed him. A Joe Burrow looks like he'll be better.
Josh Allen.
You know, obviously the kid on the other side of L.A. with the Chargers, you know. So, Herbert. So, I get they those guys aren't great. But, Rob. They both led their teams to the Super Bowls just a few years ago.
It wasn't 10 years ago, Chris.
Right. 2 years ago for Garoppolo and 3 years ago for Goff. Are you surprised that the teams are talking about moving on from them at this point?
I really am. I think it is the NFL, which I never thought. I always thought the NFL was a 3 or 5. It used to be 5-year plan, Chris, 3 years. Now right. It's a year to year, and they'll dump you and pick up somebody else, try something different if it's not working. I mean, Garoppolo and the 49ers, they've had all kinds of injuries and other issues, Chris, and I'm not excusing him, but it ain't the same team that ran over everybody last year. I mean, let's just be honest. And they don't care. They don't care what contract they sign you to. It is a weird NFL to me. It, with the quarterback and this musical chairs and the idea that, there could be 10 or 12 quarterback changes, Chris, this year or something. You know what I mean? People looking right. for quarterbacks.
And some of them are players wanting out.
Right, but I'm just saying, but 10 guys, right. Can you imagine an NFL where 10 or 12 quarterbacks move? It seems like the leash. And Goff had, I get it, Bill Plaschke, columnist for the LA Times, called him the Jameis Winston of the West, with the turnovers, Chris, I get it. He fumbles
he wasn't
the ball.
Close to Winston, though, I mean,
I know that's what I said. I said that's a little. I said that's
he had
that's
13
a little.
This year, Winston had 30 last
we,
year.
We you know what we and me and Plaschke got into it on local LA radio W on AM 570.
I bet Chris, that was good radio.
Yeah, you know it was because I was like the same thing. I said, how can you say that when that one guy got you to the Super Bowl? And was a quarterback of one of the greatest offenses we've ever seen, right? I don't think that's fair. And I get it, the turnovers, but Jameis Winston of the West, I thought that was extreme.
Let me ask you this, Rob. This is a question. And I don't want it to seem like, because obviously I talked about the media with Shaq, which I'm a part of, obviously. But I have another take that might be similar to the last segment, but I want to ask you this question. Do you think, you worked in New York. I worked in New York City. You worked in New York City. Most aggressive press or right there with what? Philly, you know, one of the
Philly
most
and
aggressive.
Philly, Boston, yeah. Right? Philly,
yeah,
Boston,
the Eastern,
New York.
East Coast cities.
Are probably the toughest. I would say those three, Chris. I would.
Do you think that the professional teams, the Knicks, the Jets, I don't think the Yankees do, but everybody else it seems, do you think they respond to the media? With the back pages and, you know, all the talk, do you think they respond to the media?
I think a little bit of it. I think there's a degree of that. The Pulse, you know, the tabloids, the big screaming headlines.
Right.
I
creates
think there's
more
some
of a
that.
Sense of urgency.
Right.
That I
they
used
need,
to say
that they need to do something. You know what
right.
I mean? Like
right.
Because I said
say,
I
Rob,
said to you. Go ahead. I was going to
Well, I was going to say, when I was in New York writing, the New York Post or something could speculate that, the Knicks have lost four straight. And they might just throw out there, you know, you got to wonder about Lenny Wilkins' job security. Just for and then, now it might be bogus, but then the next day at practice, what do you ask? Well, are you worried about your job security, coach? Or are you asking players, do you think, you know, is it the coaching? And it becomes a story, right?
Right.
And everybody writes about it. Then the next, you lose again. Now it's growing bigger and bigger. And next thing you know, you've lost seven of your last nine, and there's a full-blown coaching controversy where there may not have been one in other markets because they wouldn't have covered them as aggressive.
They wouldn't have written that story, Chris. You're absolutely right. Because they would have said, well, where are you getting that from? You know, like you'd have to.
Right.
And a lot of times in New York, you're trying to write for the back page. And I never prescribe to that, Chris, of coming up with something. But you're looking for angles. You're looking for something that they can break out on the back page. Knicks in a slump is not going on the back page. Okay, right? Four-game slide.
No, you're right.
Knicks in a slump. That's not what they write me something.
Coach on the firing line. Yeah, okay, that'll work.
That'll work sell. On the back page.
Now, here's my point, Rob. I think with the internet, it used to just be New York with the tabloids and the sensationalized journalism and all that. Now it's everywhere because what's written in New York is going to be caught everywhere. And I think more all over the place. I remember when the internet was first really getting big and initially a lot of New York, I'm thinking specifically from a basketball perspective, a lot of New York Post headlines would dominate these portals because they sensationalize stuff. And I think around the different parts of the country, other guys picked up on that.
I agree.
And now I think, Rob, I think it doesn't matter where you're at. Coverage is now kind of national. And I just think that has helped create more of a sense of urgency. Like, we got to get something done. Like you said, Rob, they just got to the Super Bowls.
Right. But also, Chris, it also because people aren't held. It ain't like before where you were at the practice facility. You had to talk to Lenny Wilkins.
Right.
You were there. People are writing stuff without having to face people. So, you know what I mean?
You know, like, it used to have to be a huge story for you to use an anonymous source.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
And they had to know who it was.
Yep.
And the whole nine yards and make sure that They weren't didn't have an axe to grind. You know, like, Chris, I'll give you a perfect example. And I know you'll think this is crazy. When Ernie Harwell was going to retire as the Detroit Tigers' longtime broadcaster, the source of the story was his wife.
Mm.
The paper didn't want to run it. They wanted another.
Really?
They wanted another other than his wife.
Because they did they think she had a, she was trying to get him to retire? Or, you
if,
know?
If she doesn't know, Chris, right, nobody right, knows.
Right,
I mean,
but now would just be written and nobody would. Right.
Nobody,
everything's
right.
anonymous.
That's
in
what
my
I'm saying.
My last years at ESPN covering the NBA, I ain't even hardly talked to people on the record. It was all off the record.
Right.
You know, because you wanted something you could write. But I just think that, and I also think, Rob, there is now more than ever an emphasis on winning championships, right? We talked about it. You said Brady would have been a total failure if he didn't get to the Super Bowl. There are some people that are ripping Aaron Rodgers for not getting to the Super Bowl. Like, now it is championship or bust.
Yeah, but I get that, and there's nothing wrong with that, but to undo your quarterback and things that worked, you know, Chris, because you had an off year or because some things didn't work out or whatever it is, that's what I'm surprised at. Because you could go through that. I mean, what's his name? Wolford? Is that the guy
John
that they're going to have a – John Wolford.
They're going to support. Reportedly, there's going to be a QB competition.
Look, now what if you start him next year and he struggles and loses three games? Now what? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? They would throw Goff in.
Right, but that sounds.
I'm just
crazy.
saying I'm sure they're going into it thinking Goff will win the competition. I think part of this is wanting to light a fire under him. That they feel like for some whatever reason he's not, you know, motivated or he slipped up for some, you know, falling off for some reason. I think they can light a fire under him and get him playing. Now, that's just my opinion.
Right.
But I also think when he was at his best, you know, Todd Gurley was at his best.
Hello.
And remember, that was the offense. Yeah. That was, I mean, he was the hub of that offense.
No doubt about it. Don't you remember the playoff game against Dallas?
Yeah.
They had two running backs. Who was the other guy they brought in late, Chris? The other
CJ, was it CJ Anderson?
CJ Anderson. And they both, didn't they almost both rush for 100 yards in that game?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
You're right.
So, Goff, even when they were rolling, and look, he had a great year. I'm not going to take anything away from him. But it was, you know, I thought Gurley was that team's MVP. Remember, he was in the race. I think he was, I don't know who finished higher between Gurley or Goff in that MVP race. You can look that up, Rob G. But he was, you know, Gurley was a huge part of that team. And their demise, or not quite demise, but falling from contender status, totally correlated with Ty Gurley getting hurt and not being the same player. So I think that was a big part of it. But it's interesting, Rob. And then you got Garoppolo. Now, if he ends up in New England, how you think that'll go?
Interesting. Well, I mean, he had success there. Bill Belichick knows him, right?
Right. It was a small sample size. Just like his first sample size in San Francisco was great.
Right.
And heck, he did get him to the Super Bowl last year.
Man, I mean, Mark, you know, Willard bet 2 years ago. Mark Willard bet me that they would get to the Super Bowl and that they would win a Super Bowl in 3 years when they got Garoppolo. So after next year,
yeah, I believe that because I remember he was saying that when I was on the air.
He was using the same material that he used with you on Sunday Saturdays with me.
He loved Garoppolo.
He did.
Right. Next time
that?
I'm on with him, I'm glad you reminded me of that. He was in love with Garoppolo. I don't know what he do. Look, Belichick better find somebody, Rob. Because I told you, and I believed it then, but I believe it even more now, Brady was the one. Even though Belichick's really good, but Brady was the straw that stirred the drink. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are the 49ers and the Rams cutting bait from Jimmy G and Jared Goff too quickly? Does making the Super Bowl not matter anymore? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. Also brought to you by AutoZone. Now, are you dealing with a dead battery? If so, do yourself a favor and head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, folks. They offer free battery services, things like free battery testing, free battery charging. So next time you're having a battery problem, head to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are the Rams and 49ers, why are they moving on from these guys so quickly, or at least thinking about moving on from them when they were just in the Super Bowl a few years ago with them? Your turn to weigh in with the iCouple, Chris and Rob.
All right, let's kick it off, Chris. Let's start with Keith in New Orleans. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good,
brother.
Man.
How are you?
I need to get to New Orleans for a good meal, man. I'm thinking about making a trip. My cousin little Mike lives down there. I might go
you
down
serious?
To New Orleans. Yeah, I'm thinking about
Rob,
it.
Go to Broussard's restaurant.
If you come, I'm going to take you to dinner, Rob. I promise. I'm
fine. All right, Keith.
I love you. You can hold me to it. I'm good for it.
All right.
I'm going to hold you to it, too,
I'm
Keith.
Serious.
I might be down there. My
Chris,
folk down there. I got peoples down there. I bet you
Chris,
know a Broussard or two.
I do. Chris, I told you, man, I'm going to take your Louisiana car for you, man. How you been hating on my Saints, man?
was I right or wrong? Was I right or wrong, Keith?
You eventually came right.
Eventually?
you eventually came right. But look, I don't know why – I think Kyle Shanahan is being a little bit too arrogant because he hasn't proven that he can win without Jimmy G.
Thank you.
And that's the issue. When Jimmy G plays, the 49ers win. Jared Goff, on the other hand, the eye test says he doesn't have it. And,
really?
You know, the first year when he played, the Jeff Fisher year, I mean, it looked like a bust.
Not many people have it under Jeff Fisher.
Right, but right. And Chris's point is right. Tannehill, right, Chris? Right? Was it? No, who else was it struggled? A couple guys struggled with Jeff Fisher.
Yeah. I can't think.
Not Tannehill. I was thinking of Adam Gase. Adam Gase was with Tannehill, Chris, in Miami. But anyway, Keith, I don't think Jared Goff can play.
I'm not sold on him, but I'm surprised that they're ready to move off of him so quickly.
Yeah,
and Jimmy G, 24-8 is a starter, Rob.
Is that his record? Yeah.
24-8. 2-0, 5-0, 1-2, 13-3, and this year 3-3.
Right. All right, Ty in Palm Springs. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ty?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
Good.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. I'll try to be quick so somebody else can get a turn. I'm not sure that I would agree with them moving off of either one of those quarterbacks at this point. I'm 27 years old, but I grew up with Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Peyton Manning and all those quarterbacks being in one spot for a long time. And I think it speaks more to, for me, these coaches' abilities to develop these quarterbacks, because you can't tell me that this closely removed from a Super Bowl that either one of these guys can't play well enough to get you to a Super Bowl, you know?
Look. Let's face it.
100%
a little bit of better
on.
Play calling from Shanahan, and Jimmy Garoppolo might have a ring.
Yes.
I mean, let's keep it real.
Right. At the end of that just, game, Chris. Right?
And heck, we can, yeah. He might have a ring.
No doubt. Thanks, Ty. Appreciate the call. What about Sean? Sean in Sacramento. You're on the iCouple. Fox Sports Radio, that's what we say in New York. Tell Sean we're getting on the bus. What's up?
My uncle's from another mother, Christian Raw from Queens,
that's
man.
Right.
Hey, it's been
you
a long
it.
Time, y'all.
Where you
What's
been?
Up? Yeah, you have been.
You've been boycotting the show. Man. You must be listening to Jonas Knox. late
night.
Nah,
I didn't want to bring y'all down, but some things happened. I had to send my kids over back to Virginia. The aunt passed away, and I wasn't able to attend the funeral. But, yeah, it's,
sorry,
you know, just I didn't want
to
get y'all down. It's a fun show. So
love and prayers, man. Love and prayers.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So my take real quick, man, is first of all, how dare this GM open his mouth to talk about how bad Jared Goff is after he signed those checks, man?
Right.
You put that man on this huge contract, and now you mad about the results? Come on. You should have saw this before you signed that big check. But that leads to my point.
It might be some fire under his bottom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's why. Right.
You paid this guy, and Pat Mahomes is better, and Justin Herbert is better, and you know what I mean? That type of thing.
Right, but see, that's why they got to go, though, Uncle Chris, because now they've built these teams around these big contracted QBs, and now they got all these people on the rookie contracts coming up. Bosa got to get paid in a couple years. Right. All those new Rams free agents coming up, they all got to get paid. So now they're backed into a corner. Instead of putting those other guys on the chopping block, they got to get rid of that big money purchase. That big money purchase and Garoppolo, that big money purchase and Goff, which I think they shouldn't have did in the first place because they bid against themselves. Nobody else was going to pay these guys.
I don't know why they did it that year. They could have waited a year. They didn't have to do it that early. Same
Garoppolo
with Gurley.
Garoppolo's deal was way too big, even Chris, for his sample size. He was
5-0.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't play enough for them to do what they did. That was extreme. And now,
when you give the quarterback that big money, you better be right, because it's going to hinder your ability to build around him. Right? Better be that guy.
I'm thinking in the offseason that there could be 10 quarterback changes, Chris. That's my low number.
These
when you
two
think
teams
about somebody got to replace 10? Drew Brees,
you think at least 10?
Drew Brees, what's going on in Dallas? The Rams,
Green Bay,
San Francisco, you know, Adam Schefter's putting out there, Chris, that it could be 18 different quarterbacks changing, that it could be 18
different. I'll
say this.
As
much
as we've been talking about the Rams and the Niners, we're going to get into this later. I don't know if he's going to be available or not, but obviously there's talk about Aaron Rodgers. If I was one of those teams, I'd be doing everything I could to get Aaron Rodgers. No question about it. So we'll see. But, you know, musical chairs with these quarterbacks. We can ask our next guest, Charlie Casserly, about this. He'll join us in a few moments. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. He's a frequent guest of the show. We love having him on, former NFL GM. Now an NFL Network analyst, Mr. Charlie Casserly. Charlie, how are you?
Good evening, guys. How you doing?
Doing good,
man. We are great. Good to have you on. We were just talking about it, so let's get there with
you,
Charlie.
Let's start there.
Jared Goff and Jimmy Garoppolo, seems like their teams want to move on, or at least looking at it. And these are two teams that were in the Super Bowls just 3 years and 2 years ago. Why are they ready to move on so quickly? Like Jimmy Garoppolo, Charlie, in particular, 24-8 as a starter. I'm not saying he's Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, anybody like that, but is it necessary to get rid of him? I mean, what are your thoughts?
I think in both cases, and I'm not speaking for the team, I'm speaking as somebody who's evaluating him, are there better options out there? Well, you know, Matt Stafford is a better option than either one of them. Now, whether you can get Matt Stafford or not, that's the thing. Can you handle it from your cap point of view? You'd have to look at that. So, obviously, Deshaun Watson, I just don't see Houston trading him. But, again, there's a long way to go on that story yet. And it starts with who's the new head coach going to be, okay, and what's going to happen internally in the organization over the long haul. So, but if we just sit here, you want Matt Stafford, or do you want Garoppolo or Goff? I want Matt Stafford. You want Deshaun Watson? Well, that we don't have to wait too long on that answer. So that may be in the back of the mind of these teams when you start to hear these things.
Charlie, let me ask you. I want to get there to Matt Stafford.
You have to remember that it was reported last year that San Francisco did look into Brady. Now, whether that was accurate, and I don't know, but it was reported.
Yeah, let me ask you about Matt Stafford. I worked in Detroit for 20 years. I was there covered every Lions game until I moved to Los Angeles. So I saw a lot of Matt Stafford. Evaluate him for me because I as a number one overall pick, never beat any good teams, or very seldom did he beat good teams. He feasts on bad teams. Didn't win a playoff game. The Lions never won a division. I mean, I look at the record, and I know people want to say it's all the Lions, and he doesn't have a team. But he had some moments where he could have won games for them in a big spot and didn't. How good is he really? Because I think his numbers are empty. I call him Stat Padford because most of them come after the game has been decided.
Well, you've seen more games than I have, okay? So we have to qualify it that way. I think when Jim Caldwell was there, we saw him at his best, and Jim Caldwell is still available, okay, for a head coaching position.
Right.
So I don't think, you know, sometimes you raise the team above the level of its ability, and I think he did that. Now, are we putting him in the Brady and Favre and Rodgers class? No, we're not putting him in that class. But we're putting to me, above the line. Let's give him a defense. Let's give him a better football team, and let's see how he does. And put him with Indianapolis, and let's see how he does. That's a pretty good team. Put him with New Orleans with Sean Payton. And Frank, of course, Frank Reich in Indianapolis. You know, let's put him with Sean McVay and Rams team, and let's see how he does.
But that's too easy, Charlie, from this standpoint. He's the number one overall pick in the NFL. He's supposed to elevate other people.
No. Stop.
Why not?
Stop right there. Okay? He's the number one pick in the year he was picked. It doesn't mean anything about being the number one pick. You just happen to be the number one guy in that year. It depends on the year. Would he have been the number one guy if Andrew Luck came out? No, he wouldn't have been the number one guy.
No, but my point is, why are you saying he needs to go to a team that's going to elevate him? How come he never elevated the Lions is what I'm asking you.
How about having a defense? Okay? How about having a defense?
He had Ndamukong Suh. 1 year they were the fifth best defense in the league, and they played the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Right. And they got beat. Cowboys, pretty good team. Sometimes you're just not as good as the other team. I'm not ready to give up on the guy, okay? You are, and I understand that, and you've seen more games than I have. I want to see him with a better team. And the other thing you have to look at is, what's the other team think about? Like, if we're the Washington team and we have him as opposed to, you know, the three or four quarterbacks they played this year, I think we would have won more than seven games. See, that's the other perspective you have to take. Who's the quarterback in Indianapolis? Nobody now.
Speaking about all these teams with, you know, looking for quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, there's a lot of speculation that he wants out. Now, whether it's founded or not, we don't know, but there's tons of speculation and reports. Do you think he should want out of Green Bay?
No. He's playing the best football of his career. Maybe coaching has something to do with that, okay, and the system he's in. I mean, he'd be good anywhere, but what I was told there is that watch him play this year. He'll be better than he was because you'll see it faster. He understands the system better, and he excelled. You know, we can sit there and second-guess the coach, and you know, I would have gone for it on fourth down because if you lost it, you give him the ball at the 8-yard line.
Right. Right. Would have changed. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So then, you know, now still, it's I'd rather put myself in that position and defend him from the 8 than defend him from, you know, a different yard line,
32.
Which is what they had to do.
Or whatever was, right.
On that point there. But, you know, LaFleur in his second year, they've done a good job there. Now, they're not going to trade him. He says he's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
so,
I'm with you. Chris and I both are with you.
Said,
we don't think so.
What do you think
Mark Murphy, his comments?
The
team already made a statement on it. So,
oh, did he?
Yeah.
Charlie, we agree with you because Rob and I was like, this doesn't make sense. But what did you make of his post-game comments? You know, everybody's saying he did that on purpose. He wants out. Do you think it meant anything or it really didn't mean much?
Well, I haven't read the comments today. I've seen parts of them, which would be maybe from yesterday and reading them today. But I think he kind of came back a little bit saying, you know, I got to go out.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing it.
No, you're right. He did.
There, he 15
came
minutes.
Back.
I'm sitting there. I'm going to go back in a room. I'm going to cry. And again, I'm trying to remember some things that were in his comments. But I get it. I mean, it's an emotional time. You're making emotional statements. He's a veteran guy. You'd like to think that he, you know, would have a textbook answer in those situations. But people are human, and you know, he said what he said. But they're not going to trade him, so it's an academic point.
Charlie, let me ask you really quickly. Tom Brady, first half played well, second half awful, three interceptions. What did you make of that, and what flipped? Was he just trying stuff? Was he improvising? What was the shift in Brady throwing three picks in the second half?
Well, I wish I knew the answer to just watching the tape. I mean, they're going to take some shots in this thing. And so they're going to put the ball up, and sometimes they're going to win those, and sometimes they're not going to win those. And I think there's a little bit of that in there in the second half. But the guy overall is playing terrific. I really do. He's playing as good as he's ever played, really. When you consider where he had to start at the beginning of the season to where he got now, he had to learn a new offense. They had to mesh together. You know, he's playing well in the clutch. You know, there were some things off right in the second half Sunday. But I think he's going to play terrific in the Super Bowl.
Last thing, Charlie, and we got about a minute left. We talked about Indianapolis being one of those teams that obviously needs a quarterback. If you were running them, who's the first quarterback on your wish list? Realistically.
Stafford.
Who should they be going? Stafford, really?
Watson's not realistic.
Because he wouldn't,
Watson's
you don't think
like,
he'd go there?
Watson's a no-brainer to say you want him, okay?
Right, right. But he's hard to get.
That's radio talk show fantasy football, I think. Stafford's available.
And can I say this to you on Stafford? In his 12-year career, how many times did he have a quarterback rating over 100 for a full season?
Probably never.
Just once. Okay. As long as you're there, just once.
Let's change coaches with some people sometimes. Okay.
He's had 10 coaches in 12 years.
What's that?
I said he had 10 coaches in 12 years.
Probably close to that.
I know. he had a lot of coaches.
Okay. All right. Flip it around. You're going to play with Jacoby Brissett or Matt Stafford?
All right, I got that. All right, I hear
that.
Well,
no, that's reality. That's reality.
Right. Okay? All right, I'm just not high on Stafford. I watched a lot of his games.
I haven't seen a lot of them. I get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to see what everybody else is playing with to say, okay, we're going to take that guy because he's better.
Right.
And that's reality when you're running the thing. Okay? So, and maybe they've made a decision on Goff, and they're not tipping their hand, and maybe they like Stafford better. So I don't know what they have up their sleeves. Clearly, they had the opportunity to, hey, he's our quarterback. There's no other questions here.
Right, they didn't do it.
Right. Yeah, they didn't say that.
Yep, they could have easily said that. Thanks, Charlie.
That's Charlie Casserly. Right. We appreciate the time, buddy, as always.
Okay. See you now.
Yep. Shop Talk is next on the iCouple. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call Farmers today for a quote. It's time for Shop Talk.
Exempt in the barbershop, you know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Same when we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. Now, I don't know if you guys caught this, but Tuesday was National Plan a Vacation Day, which ordinarily wouldn't mean much because we're stuck at home pretty much year-round. But it did coincide with the Biden administration saying two things. Number one, he's expecting the vast majority of the population to be vaccinated, or at least able to get the vaccine, by spring. And for those that don't get it, the herd immunity would be kind of an effect by the summer. So it looks like there is some light at the end of the tunnel. Got me thinking, guys, in honor of National Plan a Vacation Day, when COVID is over, you can go wherever you want. What's the first vacation spot you're going to and why? Chris Broussard.
Let me guess Rob's Golden Girls Cruise 2.
No.
Will you ever go on another Golden Girls Cruise?
I don't know. Probably not. I'd like to do something different. It was fun. I enjoyed it, but I'll probably do something else.
We still haven't gotten the lowdown.
Has it been 9 months yet?
You've never told us.
Has it been 9 months yet?
I'll look at you.
Rob, that's gross.
I'm gonna be a dad.
Gross. I think that was an impossibility with the people on that cruise.
What? No, it's not.
All right, my vacation. Let's say, for argument's sake, in July we can go wherever we want. My family usually does a vacation on Martha's Vineyard in August, so we'll probably go there. That'll be it. If it's much later, like say, and we can go in September or October, it'll either be an island or probably an island. Cancun, Aruba, something like that. Probably Aruba.
I will, if all is well, I'll be heading to Russia in August. That's the plan. Mid-August, wow. I'll take a 10-day trip. I'll take two weekends and a week off, and I'll go to Russia, and that's
why
my plan.
Why are you always going to places where there's no black people?
I don't want to be around black people on vacation.
Russia. The Golden Girls cruise.
I hang around with black people my whole life. Can I see something else? Hey, Rob G. Russia.
What about you, Rob G?
And then at Christmas time, I told you, Australia again, but Russia.
What? Australia. Rob G, I was going to go to South Africa this Christmas, so maybe that'll be next Christmas.
All I want to say quickly is that the only thing more confusing than Rob wanting to go where black people are not welcome is Chris trying to go places where he can get sunburned. Because right. You know that he doesn't have much of a tan to protect himself.
I get a copper tone tan. I burn first. Is that what happens first?
Well, so when somebody pulls your bikini down, good. Is there a tan line? Is that what you're saying, the copper tone?
All these light
skin
guys.
I do burn first, but then it turns into just a golden brown tan. It looks great.
Well, I already got plans. I don't care whether this pandemic is lifted or not.
Really?
I am going to go in August.
Oh, no, I know what you're going to say. No, I should have said that too.
Let's
say
this. In August, I'm going to be.
Does Burbank count as a vacation?
No, it's Lakewood, Rob. We're going to Lakewood. I'm going to hop on a private jet because you can get those now for like regular ticket price, like $200. They take a private jet.
Is that true?
That is true. You can't go far with that amount, but you can go to...
Well, I was about to say, you can go across the street.
No, I'm going to Las Vegas to go see my guy Lamar Mitchell at the MGM Grand.
Yes.
And I'm going to have a weekend and a half in Vegas. That's the plan.
Yeah. Yep.
Alex, are you going anywhere?
That too. I do want to do that.
Alex?
Vegas.
This summer?
Alex just told me he doesn't believe in vacations because it goes against his way of life.
There's pictures of him on Instagram laying in a tree in Speedos and nothing else. And
I hope
mean
that was vacation.
Else. He was
on
vacation.
Was that vacation or was that when you're doing?
So see, that was when I went out to
Pittsburgh
for the. Yeah, it was to meet
Who
one of our fans.
To Pittsburgh for a vacation.
Well, I mean, it's if you know where to go, CB. It's the countryside. You know, I'm a nature guy, so I like
see,
to chill
Chris,
out there.
Chris, when he had
so
that,
he
that
went
picture?
To suburban Pittsburgh.
No,
for
it was Leechburg, Pennsylvania. It's a nice little countryside.
When he took that picture, he was actually in lockdown in the pit in the
well,
penitentiary.
Well, my clothes weren't locked down, if you know.
An hour left. Keep it locked.